All right, good morning, everybody. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Friday, May 21st. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hart. So, Mark, looking at the markets, stocks open higher for a second day in a row, but it seems they're still on track for a weekly loss.
It looks like futures are off to a decent start. A small bump overnight. Looks like the mini Dow is leading the way right now, up 0.4%. So futures are higher after yesterday's gain. So nice to see a 3-day losing streak snapped yesterday, and we'll see what type of follow-through we get going into the morning. But Marcus, to your point, hey, down for the week still, with the Dow down 0.9%.
Yeah, it seems that all across the board. But the Nasdaq actually looks like it could snap a four. Let's just go to the index here. So the Nasdaq has had a 3-week, was it a 3-week losing streak? And now it seems that this week the Nasdaq could end in the positive.
Well,
So what does it mean? Does this mean that growth stocks are back? Let's take a look at the FinWiz map here. Oops. Meow, there we go. Ah, now it reset. But it was just bright green. So yeah, definitely. I mean, all of the tech stocks. If you look at Tesla had a great day yesterday. Tesla yesterday, after also beaten down quite a lot yesterday, finally bouncing higher, 4.4% up pre-market, 1.38%. Also growth stocks like Netflix. We haven't heard anything from Netflix in a while, but Netflix had a good day yesterday. Up 2.86%, and even this morning pre-market up 0.5% here. That's good to see.
I mean, there's still inflation concerns, and we're not out of the woods yet, so to speak, when it comes to inflation. But I think there was a buying opportunity with stocks dropping, and people took advantage of that. And then the Bitcoin uncertainty, kind of just throwing that into the mix, I think kind of scared the markets this week. So
Yeah,
we'll see.
Bitcoin plummeting from what around 60,000 here to 30,000, so losing what 50%. But now it seems that Bitcoin is somewhat stable at around the $40,000 dollar level. So that's good. Looking at the other cryptocurrencies, I mean, Ethereum also seems to stabilize here at around 2,600, 2,800. And then we have the crazy Dogecoin still running around, and it's around 38 to 40 cents. So yeah, with them stabilizing, it seems that inflation jitters are still there. But it also seems that yeah, many traders went shopping as everything was available for a discount. All right. Well, we also have a few stocks that moved the markets. Carnival Cruise Lines. Moved is moving up this morning 1% because they said that they would resume cruises in July. So we'll see. I mean, they've said it over and over, right? I mean, haven't we heard it for a year? Didn't they say last July they would do it, and then September, and then October, and then oh, in January we're resuming cruises, and then oh, wait, in March, and no, wait, in May, and now it's in July. So this is why I think everybody's like, yay, oh, not yet. Yay, oh, not yet. Yay, oh, not yet. Yay. Right? Almost seems this way.
This time it might be a little more realistic. I saw that they're looking to resume cruises to Alaska out of Seattle in July. So maybe this one holds up.
All right, let's talk about Ford, Mark. So Ford, unveiled its electric pickup truck, the F-150 Lightning, yesterday. What's happening here?
They unveiled that pickup, and there's news that Ford has announced 20,000 reservations for its new electric pickup. So Ford up a little bit pre-market, most likely due to the enthusiasm surrounding that, the interest in those reservations.
Yeah, and now we have to call them reservations because we know what happens when you call them pre-orders, right? You can call them pre-orders. Hello, Wright and Lordstown. Because they require also a $100 fully refundable deposit to reserve the truck. So it's like the the Cybertruck from Tesla, right? $100. Was it refundable or non-refundable? It doesn't matter. I mean, $100 is, if you're in the market to buy a truck for $50,000, you throw $100 at it, right? So I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see how many of those hold up. But
I think the big announcement yesterday from Ford was that their lower priced model will be around $40,000.
Yeah.
And this is where people got excited. However, I mean, who knows? This might be, if they still do this, single cab and completely stripped down. And they clearly say, I mean, this is just for a work truck. They said it's usually around 52,000 up to what, 96,000 for the fully loaded model. So we'll see. I mean, over the next few days, weeks, months, we will get more information of what's happening there. All right, what other stocks are moving this morning?
I saw that Moderna, mRNA, they're up a little pre-market. I guess that they received approval in Japan for their COVID-19 vaccine. So last I looked, they're up 1.8%.
Yeah, they're almost 2% right now. But hey, this is a volatile stock. I've been trading pretty much between here 185 and as low as 120. I mean, this is a wide range here, right? So that's definitely a wild card here. So I'm not trading it. I'm staying away from crazy stocks like that.
Oatly IPO'd yesterday, first day of trading on the NASDAQ, and I was expected to start trading around $17, shot up to 22 something, and looks like it's up pre-market.
Yeah, it's up 6.4%, so hey, IPOs are back. We haven't heard about an IPO in a longer time, right? This is the first time in a few months. Well, I mean, there's obviously smaller IPOs that come out all the time, but this is one of the ones that got hyped up a little bit more. And we see, yeah, open at 17, went all the way up. Hey, speaking of IPOs, did you hear about Robinhood, what they're planning to do?
I know that they're planning on IPOing, but anything in particular?
Yeah, so they just said yesterday that they're rolling out the opportunity for their users to get in on IPOs through a new product called IPO Access. So what does this mean? It means that you don't have to wait until it is trading the first day. It means that you could get in at the IPO price. So this is something radically new, because traditionally, yeah, most IPA shares go to financial institutions or very wealthy and well-connected. With IPO Access, they say that now retail traders will get the chance to buy shares at the IPO price. I think this sounds pretty impressive, but I'll see how many shares they get and how many people are really doing this. And then it's also a matter, who's the underwriting bank and will they give shares to Robinhood or will they block them? Because there's no really rhyme or reason. They don't have to give shares to Robinhood. They can if they want. So I don't know what deals Robinhood struck there. This was the news this morning that they now offer IPO access. It will be rolled out over the next few weeks. That's what they said. So not yet available widely, but yeah, we'll see.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Anything else on your radar?
Well, we have a couple of things popping up on the economic calendar. Not major reports today, but we have flash manufacturing PMI data. This is at 9:45 a.m. So this is a survey of purchasing managers in the manufacturing industry. And so we'll see if there's any interest there. Again, medium impact report. So if something crazy comes out, like numbers wise, it might be a market mover, but we'll see. And then low impact report, existing home sales at 10.
Okay, that's also coming today. Yeah, it seems that right now, I mean, there's two things. Of course, there's the inflation worries. I just want to get back to the S&P 500 here and talk about what is moving the markets. I mean, going into this week, we had three things moving the market. We had pretty much the final earnings coming in from retailers, and they came in better than expected, but retailers were reacting mixed to this. Yeah, so if, for example, we look at Home Depot, Home Depot reported earnings and they are moving lower after reporting earnings. We had Kohl's, KSS, reporting earnings, and they also said, oh my gosh, we blew it out of the water, and look at this, this was yesterday. All the way down, today bouncing up a little bit, but down more than 10%. So there's mixed reactions to earnings, even though right now we are where more than 90% of the companies have reported earnings. And I think as of recent, 86% of these companies beat expectations. So actually good, but it has been a mixed bag. So, but going back to what has moved the markets here, if you go back to the S&P, so first of all, it is definitely earnings. Now, second is inflation worries. So what is happening here? And this is where the Fed in their meeting minutes on Wednesday said, well, we're thinking about maybe making a plan about thinking about, I don't know. Yeah, so that this is something where interest rates might go higher, which would send the markets lower. And then this week, suddenly out of the blue, nobody expected this, but we had all the cryptocurrencies rattling the markets, especially companies that have exposure to the cryptocurrencies, companies like Tesla, for example, companies like Square, companies like Coinbase. I mean, this is where this week all of these companies went down. This came kind of out of the blue, right?
Yeah, and yeah, we didn't talk about it, but yesterday the Treasury, they restated their interest in basically preventing cryptos from being used for purposes that might not be legal, and also to avoid taxes. So they said that they're going to require reporting for any transactions that are greater than 10,000. So this would be on like the wallet side, but also if you're a company taking crypto. And Bitcoin, it was up about 9% yesterday. After that news came out, it was up about 1.92%. So it had a little impact on yesterday's move.
It didn't seem to rattle Bitcoin. What happened here is really looking at the cryptocurrencies, where now they were available yesterday at a discount, again, coming off, 62,000, going out down to 30,000. I mean, when you see a 50% drop, right, this is where some investors see their opportunity to get into this. But I mean, no doubt, cryptocurrencies are just still volatile. And are they suitable for investments? Phew, I mean, for maybe part of your portfolio, yes. Would I go all in if, within, what did we have here? This a time span of 4 weeks, right? If within 4 weeks, 50% of your wealth could disappear, will it bounce back? Probably, right? I mean, why not? Why not? Even with the new rules and regulations and with China saying that they're cracking down, I mean, definitely. But it has been rattling the markets, especially some of the growth stocks that are heavily invested. What Overstock is doing, because they're accepting Bitcoin. Overstock has different problems, it seems, right? I mean, they have been just in a sideways range here, so they're not as high profile.
Kathy Wood restated her $500,000 Bitcoin target, and that's based on major financial institutions putting 5% of their portfolio into Bitcoin. So who knows?
I mean, that's good, but she also recently took some heat here because she has this exposure with Coinbase. I mean, she bought now what, $1 billion, or she's holding $1 billion of Coinbase. So, I mean, if you are a major, major shareholder of Coinbase, it might make sense yet you're talking cryptocurrencies up, right? Because what do you want? You need people to get interested. This is how Coinbase makes money. The more people that are buying cryptocurrencies, the more valuable Coinbase will be, and this will help her fund the ARK Innovation ETF, because it has been beaten down, coming from 150 going to around 100. So also down, no, that's not quite 50%, but you get the idea. So sure. Yeah, this is where, okay, let's talk it up. Anyhow, all right. Hey, we got to get ready for trading here. It will be an exciting day. Hope that you enjoyed this stock market update. If you did, give us a like. And also, if you would like to see more of these updates, click on subscribe, hit the little notification bell, because this way you get notified whenever we go live or release a new video. Hey, have a great day and a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Happy trading, everyone.